My name is Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney. With other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too are crazy for Daisy, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're the Disney novice just thinking about or planning your first ever trip to Walt Disney World and you still don't know what time the 3 o'clock parade is on. Well, then this really is the podcast for you. Each episode, I'll be chatting to other Disney superfans from around the UK to share their memories of their magical times. And this week, we catch up with Brummy Mummy of Two, Emma.
Seeing magic through your children's eyes is magic. It's just like watching them, watching that. It's just perfect for me. It's the dream.
Also going to be answering your Walt Disney World questions, getting you all the latest news from the parks, and everything you need to know to have the most magical time at the most magical place on Earth. And make sure you keep in touch with us as well. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at PodMagical. This is the most magical podcast on earth. As part of the Secret Recordings Network, we're here to answer your questions every week. If you've got any planning questions, or maybe you've already planned, maybe there's something else you want to know about going over to Walt Disney World, we'll do our best to answer them. Just send us over a question. You can DM me if you like at PodMagical, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Hello to Tim, who is currently thinking about going next Christmas and wants to know what actually now are the perks of staying at Walt Disney World. There's going to be no Magical Express. You've got to pay for fast passes. So what's the point of actually staying on site? I was having a bit of a think about this because there must be some reason that you would want to stay in one of the Walt Disney World hotels. Firstly, I think the big reason is that you are staying in a Walt Disney World hotel, and they are fantastic resorts. You've still got the transportation that gets you from your hotel to the parks, whether it's the buses or the boats or the monorail or the Skyliner. Of course, you can still get into the parks 30 minutes before they open, before regular guests if you're staying at a hotel. And the deluxe hotels, there's a couple of nights a week where you can stay in the parks an extra 2 hours. But I think the best thing is, for me, it's just staying in that Disney bubble. There is something about going through those arches that say welcome to Walt Disney World and knowing that you are firstly at home, but there's kind of, there's like an added safety and security. Just if you've got any problems, especially if you're booking everything through Walt Disney World, and they don't pay me to say this, by the way, this is just what I think. But just having that confidence that you've booked through Walt Disney World, and if you've got any problems, there's somebody at the hotel reception that can help you out. Or if you've got a problem in the park and it's something to do with the hotel, you're kind of like putting everything together. So there is still that just added level of safety and security by staying in the parks. And I see what you mean. Yeah, there's not as many incentives to stay on property as before. Why not just save yourself a lot of money and stay on International Drive or somewhere like that? But for me, that would be the perks at the moment of staying at Walt Disney World. Any questions? Give me a shout. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PodMagical is where we are. Same place to go if you want to be a podcast guest. This week, we're going to chat to Emma. It's Brummy Mummy of Two.
So excited.
I love that you've got another Instagram account called Bibbity Bobbity Brum.
Yeah, that's it, my Disney account. Yeah, I put a lot of Disney stuff on there.
And you, just the other day, you were in London at the big 50th party that Disney threw for us here in the UK because we can't go to America.
I went to the infamous 50th birthday party and it was very magical. And I did cry a couple of times.
Of course. What made you cry? What did they do?
Shall I tell you what really made me cry? So at one point, we were sat in a room. We had to watch like a lot of videos from Florida. And then a lady came out with an orchestra and they sang the new Disney like fireworks song. And then smoke came and then Mickey and Minnie came out and I just cried.
Oh, every time.
I screamed on the video. I was doing Insta stories and I just went, wah! And screamed. I was so excited.
If that's what you were like, then what are you going to be like the next time you actually get back to Walt Disney World, Emma?
I dread to think. I cry any time I see Mickey and Minnie. Could be Disney on Ice. Could be anywhere. I always cry. Even if I'm with the kids or not, I just can't help it.
But you did the cruise, didn't you, over summer? You did one of the cruises.
Yeah, cried when I went on there.
Yeah.
It's when they welcome you in. They go and welcome the Conway family. And like Mickey and Minnie, I was like,
especially so after seeing them so long. I saw one of your vlogs, actually, where you were waiting to meet one of the characters. And I could just see you slightly swaying, going, ooh, it's a bit choppy.
Do you know what? The cruise was brilliant. It was me and Chip and Dale or somebody, and there was a little bit of a rock. And there was one night where everybody was asleep, but the cupboard doors were opening and closing. That's kind of how choppy the sea was. And I was like, and at one point I thought, because you know, from Birmingham, we're not by the water, are we?
Very, very inland.
I thought, that's it. The boat's going to tip. That's the end of May. Really dramatic.
You've seen Titanic. I know it's good. Was that your first Disney cruise then? That first time you've done a Disney
cruise? First Disney cruise. First cruise. Yeah. I've been on a cruise. First Disney cruise. Really enjoyed it. The staff were just like Walt Disney World cast members, really magical. It smelt of Disney. Yeah. And I said that in my blog. And loads of people like laughed in the comments, but I was like, there's a smell. There's that Disney smell, isn't there? Yeah. It smelled like that smell.
Oh, so did that fill the gap then? Our 18-month gap that we've had?
Well, I went to Disneyland Paris last summer. I managed to get in between the kind of when we were allowed to go and when we weren't allowed to go. I booked it and we went like after 2 days and drove there. So we did have a bit of magic last year. It did fill the gap. But you need a castle. I need a castle in my life.
Yeah, you do.
It's not as good as a castle.
Not quite. Well, it's kind of like a floating castle in a way, the way they designed it.
It was kind of like a floating castle, but with masks, which wasn't quite magical. The rules on the boat were very strict compared to what was going on in England at the moment. Mm. Kind of masks have been, you know, you don't have to wear them quite so much. But on the boat, it was very strict. Mask wearing, so there was that element to contend with, but still fab, still loved it.
And what about Walt Disney World? Have you any plans to go back? Have you booked anything?
Yeah.
We've
had the same holiday that we just keep pushing back.
That's like me.
6 months. It's just like, so we booked for Easter 2022. We was originally supposed to go last year to Animal Kingdom. I was so excited.
The lodge.
Had to cancel it. Yeah, the lodge all booked, and then we've pushed it back, and it's now the same price for the Art of Animation with no food. That's how much kind of the prices have skyrocketed a little bit. So, but yeah, we're booked, and we've got Paris, which again, we've had to keep pushing back, hopefully just before Christmas. That's the plan.
All right, fingers crossed that's all going to come off. Let's take you then to the first time you went to Walt Disney World. What do you remember about that first visit, Emma?
Well, I went to Disneyland Paris the year it opened, and I went with my husband, who was then a boyfriend. So we've done Disneyland Paris a lot. And then we did a big family trip to Disney World with my parents as well. And it was just lovely. My little boy, I think they were 4 and 6. And he was really overwhelmed, wouldn't go near the characters, terrified. And actually on social media, people were going, I think she's left her son at home, because he wouldn't be in any of the photos or any of the rides. But then he met Chewbacca and it all changed and he was happy from then on.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah. Yeah. Because Chewbacca's massive as well, isn't he?
Yeah. He was like the first proper character that I met. I'd been going for a few years, but I was like, I'm not bothered about character meets. And the first time I went and we had like the free dining and the photo pass, and it was one early morning and there was no queue for Chewbacca. So I said, should we go and meet Chewbacca? We're like, yes, go and meet. And we went in, the doors opened. He was like, whoa.
We walked in with it because Ethan was really little, and we walked in and I thought, this is going to be bad. And literally Chewbacca kind of like bent over and hugged him, and you could just see Ethan's little legs at the bottom. And from then on, he loved meeting the characters.
Yeah, what about Kylo Ren or Darth Vader? Has he met any of them from the dark side?
We met Darth Vader in Paris last year, and they were both a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
The kids were a little bit, because he's, you know, they were a little bit nervous, and we kind of tend to keep away from the baddies, as like the kids would call them. So if we did Disneyland Paris the Halloween one, they didn't want to meet any like any baddies. They were like, absolutely not for them. So I queue for them by myself. Like a real nerd.
You're a bad one. Who's your favorite character to meet?
My favorite character to meet is, I love a Gaston. I plan to marry him at some point. The kids know this, my husband know this,
and he's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Fine. My little girl loves Stitch. So we love Stitch, and he's always really naughty, and like she always has like a bag, and he'll like try and take the bag with, you know, really cute. But Mickey Mouse for me, oh, love him. Love him. Always have to get a picture with Mickey. He's the best.
Especially now with the 50th, and they've announced that like the character meets are coming back and you can meet him in his 50th outfit. I'm guessing you've met him in his 50th outfit, haven't you? Or you've seen him in the other week?
I've seen him in the 50th outfit. Unfortunately, I had to get the train back to Birmingham, so I missed the bit where you could meet Mickey and Minnie, but I've seen him in his 50th outfit. I met all the other characters, but none of those had their 50th outfits on, just Mickey and Minnie. But yeah, I like a Halloween Mickey. That's what I like. Halloween character.
Yeah.
They're my fave.
Did you find, like, when you were on the cruise, though, because the characters have, like, different outfits on all the time, you're going, oh, I need to meet Chip and Dale in their Avengers outfits now. I've not got that one.
Chip and Dale as Thor and Loki. Was it? Yeah. Thor and Loki. Yeah, I was like, that is it. That's top of the list. We've got to get them in those outfits. But I find the cruise was a bit more relaxed with meeting characters. I wasn't, the children now don't really want to meet the princesses. So that kind of takes that element of queuing up for hours to meet a princess away.
Right.
They're more interested in the other characters. Princesses, yeah, they've kind of, that boat has floated. Sadly.
Oh, no. But they'll be back, though. Especially your daughter, in a few years, when she gets a little bit older, suddenly it'll be like, no, I want to meet the princesses again. You've gone through that bit of time.
And Elsa and Anna and Rapunzel, they'll still want to meet. But, you know, your Snow Whites and your Belles, they're not quite so bothered. They're like Chip and Dale and characters like that. They're like the kind of fun, cheeky characters.
And next time you go back, will the kids be a bit taller to do rides that they've not done before? Or have they pretty much done everything anyway?
Erin goes on every single, she's done it all. She's done them all. And I think Ethan has, he's not such a fan of the big rides, but Erin will go on anything. Yeah. Even at like Universal, she's like, I'm going
fearless.
On all. Yeah, she's good. Yeah, she is.
So all the times that you've been to Walt Disney World, have you got a particular favourite memory?
This is a bit of a contrast. This is Disneyland Paris. I hope this is all right.
It's fine.
Still Disney, but it's my most, oh my gosh. We went to the Halloween party dressed as, I was dressed as Smee, my husband was Hook, Ethan was Peter, and Erin was Tinkerbell. And we walk past the Peter Pan rides, and, you know, it was really busy, busy queues, and a cast member came out and came up to my son, who then would have been 6 or 7, and he went, Peter, you're home. You don't have to queue. You can always come back home. And just took us straight to the front of the queue and sat us on. And it was just like, he was like, oh. And then we got on the ride and he's like, oh, mommy, I'm flying. And I was like,
oh my word.
He's just like, Peter, you're home. And like my little boy was like, oh God, it was just perfect. Those brilliant.
They're the moments you just can't buy, can you? I mean, people talk about things.
It makes me cry now just thinking about his little, oh, I'm hurt. Oh, it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And they're the memories that every time you go back, you'll go on that attraction and it will take you right back.
Yeah. It was brilliant. Yeah. I have heard if you dress as Tinkerbell and Peter, they are quite nice to you. So if you've got little kiddos, maybe pop them in those outfits.
Yeah. Well, when I dressed as Tinkerbell at Magic Kingdom, and they'd frowned upon me, to be honest. What about some of your favourite attractions then? What do you love to go on?
I love Frozen Ever After in Epcot.
Yeah.
That makes me cry. When the boat turns around and you like fly backwards and you're like, let it go. And I'm like, let it go.
You just literally, you let it go.
The kids are like, oh God, she's at it again. I love Frozen Ever After. What do I love? I'm kind of like a character person and I just go on whatever rides the kids want to go on. I'm not a huge fan of like Pirates of the Caribbean, anything like that. I'm not great at. I even get a bit scared on Peter Pan's flight. I'm
which
like,
bit?
I'm just sat there. I'm like, what if I fell out? What would happen? Mama, they're like, it's never gonna happen.
50 years, that's not happened. You'll be fine.
What if I just like, no, mom, you're gonna be fine. But I just go on whatever the kids want to go on. I just kind of follow them around, and it's more about them. Like my husband loves all the roller coasters, so he's like, you know, Everest and everything like that. But I just when we could book the rides and fast passes, I did it with what the kids wanted to do.
Yeah.
In mind, I just kind of went along with it.
What was their first attraction? What was the first thing you had to take them on when you went?
We went to Disneyland Paris and my son was about 3 months old. Don't know what we were thinking, but he went on It's a Small World. That was his first like attraction. And then when we get there, we tend to do the Frozen one in Epcot. The kids, they like soaring. Again, I think I'm going to fall off.
Yeah.
So I'm terrified. So they're kind of the main ones. And what does my husband really like? He likes the roller coasters. He likes getting somewhere and running to get in the queue for a roller coaster. I like Test Track and, you know, just those things. Yeah, I like them all.
Just being there sometimes, especially now after all this time, you're like, I just want to be back.
It's the food, it's the music, it's the, oh my gosh, over there, so-and-so. And it's like, oh, the outfits. I just love planning the outfits. Yeah. That's my, like, that's my, when I have my spreadsheet, because I have a spreadsheet.
Good.
For when I go on holiday.
Yeah.
There's always a little column for outfits, and I work out what outfits we're going to wear as well.
Yeah.
I love it.
For your Animal Kingdom Day, it's got to be something like that.
Yeah. There's got to be some sort of twinning, and I like, I get my husband to twin, but he doesn't know we're twinning until he looks back at the photos. He's like, hang on, we're all in the same. What's going on?
I'm guessing as well, he doesn't pack the case, does he?
Oh, he has. No, he has.
So
no.
You put, you...
Like, I pack all like Mickey t-shirts, yeah, and everything I'm putting in.
Do you like do a big Primark haul a few weeks before, or do you take half a suitcase because you know you're going to buy Spirit jerseys and t-shirts when you're out there?
Oh, I always buy a Spirit jersey. No, we go to Primark. We might go to Uniqlo if we're in Disney Springs, because that's quite reasonable. I am a bit tight with merch from the parks because it is quite expensive, so I'll always buy a Spirit jersey. I always buy the kids a pin each that they're not allowed to trade. So like, that's like a special memory. So yeah, maybe a ride they went on for the first time, or a character that we really enjoyed meeting, that's for them. Cause like, we have like pin boards, and I always buy a mug, but yeah, I tend to go beforehand. I even take presents for the kids from England, yeah, and leave them on the bed. You're like, oh, look what we've got, rather than the stuff there.
Yeah. Or going to the outlet on the first day. That's quite another good thing.
Oh, the outlet. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I forgot about the outlet. Oh yeah, I love the outlet. And trouble with when you have kids, there's a phase where they want to go in every shop.
Yeah.
And that's very frustrating. So we have to like be a bit of a, no, you get to go in like once and then we can come another day. But otherwise you're just going from shop to shop to shop to shop, and it's frustrating.
Yeah. We'll chat some more very soon, Emma. We'll talk about snacks and hotels and fireworks and stuff like that. Brummy Mummy of Two, Emma's on the podcast. Get a quick update from the parks as the 50th celebrations are well and truly underway, and new things coming back or returning, including more live entertainment. We found out by the end of December, the Indiana Jones stunt show will be back at Hollywood Studios. Also, character meets are coming back. They'll be slightly socially distanced, so no hugs and autographs at the moment. But if you want to meet Mickey Mouse in his new 50th gear, you'll be able to meet Mickey over at Magic Kingdom. Also, Minnie is going to be back doing her character meet at Hollywood Studios, and the princesses will be back as well, just socially distanced at the moment. One other thing that is coming, and there's no avoiding it, Disney Genie service launches next week on the 19th of October. So this is built into the My Disney Experience app. The free service part of this is where you input things you're interested in and the attractions you want to go to, which is a bit of a problem for me because I'm interested in everything. I want to go on every attraction, but it will put together an itinerary for you, tell you when the queues are at the lowest. Then there is the paid service. So for $15 a day, you get to basically fast pass various attractions. You are only allowed one attraction per day. So if you pay the $15 and you're at, say, Magic Kingdom and you want to ride Dumbo over and over again, you can only actually ride it once for that day. You'll then just have to get in the normal standby queue. That can be purchased in advance. If you want to add that on to every day of your holiday, you can do that before you go on holiday, or you can pay for it per day. But don't forget, on top of this, we've got individual attractions, individual lightning lanes. So some of the more popular ones will have a specific price just for that attraction. These have also been announced. So at Magic Kingdom, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train and Space Mountain. At Epcot, Ratatouille and Frozen. Hollywood Studios, Rise of the Resistance and Runaway Railway, and Animal Kingdom, Avatar Flight of Passage and Expedition Everest. Each of those attractions will have individual prices that will vary depending on how busy the parks are on the time of year, between $7 and $15. Although from what they've said, Rise of Resistance is pretty much always going to be $15. There is no escaping Genie and Genie Plus, which start next week. And finally, we're getting new tickets here in the UK. As long as I can remember, it's always been the ultimate ticket, the 7/14/21 day ultimate ticket that got you the Memory Maker and all four parks, and you could park up and everything like that. Ultimate tickets are going to be replaced with magic tickets from November the 3rd, which will be date specific. Now, if you are staying in a Walt Disney World hotel, you booked a Walt Disney World package, you're probably not going to notice any difference. The first day that your tickets are valid from is the first day you visit a park after checking into your Disney hotel, like before. However, if you're staying off site and you've purchased your tickets in advance separately, they're going to be date specific. So when you buy your ticket, you're going to have to declare a start date along with making your park reservations as well. So the price is going to be seasonably adjusted. We don't actually know the prices yet. The good thing is with this is a 14-day ticket will be able to be used over an 18-day period. So you could use 7 days, then have a couple of days off to go to Universal and you'll still have 7 days left. So 14 days over an 18 days, 7 days are going to be used over 15 days. If you've already got your ultimate ticket, they are going to be honoured as long as you have paid in full, as Martin Lewis would say, before the 2nd of November. So you've only got a couple of weeks to get this sorted out. After that, you'll be purchasing magic tickets. So if you have kind of like put deposit down for your ticket, you've not paid it in full, they're going to be transferred to magic tickets and you're going to have to choose a start date in advance. Pricing, as I say, for magic tickets are not going to be available until November 3rd. We don't 100% know what these tickets are going to be. If I was you and you know you're definitely going and you've not got your tickets yet, if you can, I would get yours before the 2nd of November and pay it off in full. Any more news from the parks, we'll keep you up to date on our socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at PodMagical. Give us a follow. So, Emma, let's get talking about snacks then. What are your favourites?
The cinnamon bun in Gaston's Tavern that's like the size of your like head. Yeah. And then you always go, I'm going to share it.
No.
And then you always eat. You eat the whole thing. We love that.
Do you always ask for extra frosting?
I haven't asked. Extra,
ask,
I'm missing a trick.
Yeah, ask for extra, and they give you like a little cup of extra frosting. Even if you just lick it out the bowl after.
Oh, the thought of being in the Magic Kingdom where it's, you know, when it's quiet and it was magic hours and no one else is there and you're just sat eating your little cinnamon. Oh my gosh, we love the cinnamon bun. There's like a Mickey one in Animal Kingdom. We like that as
big
well.
Ears.
We got something that was like a slush. I don't know what it was called. And it had... I think it was from the Cheshire, the place where you get, you know, the Cheshire cattail.
Yeah.
It's like a slush cookie and the straw was like made of sweets. Oh. The kids loved that as well. Yeah, it was really nice. Really, really nice. We just love all the snacks. I'm not a fan of a Mickey ice cream bar though.
No.
I'm not huge. No, I'm not a huge fan. I will have one for a picture.
For the gram.
Yeah, and I always have a chocolate banana for the gram as well. They make me laugh.
I like a crispy treat for the gram. Crispy treat on Main Street Crispy while you wait for the parade.
Oh, and again, you're like, I can't eat this big crispy treat. And then you're like ramming it down your throat.
And then you justify it because you go, well, I'm going to be walking so many steps while I'm at
Disney World. Yeah, I walked 26,000 steps today. It's all calorie free.
Yeah,
you know.
So I better have another cinnamon roll just in case. I don't want to pass out on Main Street. What about restaurants? So I'm guessing you've been when you've been on the dining plan.
Yeah, we've done a lot of, we haven't done like the posh ones. We've done a lot of character dining. We loved Ohana for the breakfast with Stitch because my little girl loves Stitch. We really like the Garden Grill because it's like family style and we like the kids love it because it kind of turns and it goes round and they love that and the characters come and chat to you and stuff. What other ones? I will say, any princess ones I feel are a little bit overrated. They're not quite as exciting. We like the 50s Primetime Diner as well.
Yeah.
Because the kids like us getting like told off a bit. They find that hilarious.
For not eating your greens.
But I think, like, you know, getting them to do the knives and forks and stuff. Yeah. I think that's really funny. And we like Hollywood Diner as well there because that's a good character meet and greet for the children. And also it's good, like, you know, nuggets and like that kind of.
Yeah.
Food, not posh food really for the children. And the Winnie the Pooh one, what's that one?
Oh, at Crystal Palace, yeah.
Yeah, that's a nice one as well.
Especially when you're on free dining, they're always a good use of a dining credit because they're quite expensive.
I know, and now I'm just thinking of it. Easter, me and my husband are like, we won't do what we're going to do.
No.
So we're going to have to really, like, perhaps we'll probably just book two, maybe, and work out what we're going to do. But then again, you don't get free dining at Easter anyway, do you?
No, so that's it. Pack cereal bars. Do that little trick. If you go into a buffet, I always like to go, okay, what time's lunch? What time's breakfast? Right. If we get in at the end of breakfast, we'll have brunch. So we'll get all the breakfast stuff and we'll be like, hang it out a bit. They'll start bringing the lunch stuff. And then if you fill up, you're done for the day then.
Yeah. We like a Target trip as well.
Oh,
we love to go to Target and we fill the room with all snacks and drinks. And so we will definitely be doing that for breakfast, probably, I would imagine.
Yeah.
We quite like Disney Springs. We like Blaze Pizza in Disney Springs. The kids love that as well. There's some nice things over there.
What about hotels and accommodation? Have you always stayed on property?
Yeah, we've stayed at Art of Animation and we've stayed at both the Port Orleans ones, and we loved them. They were great. And we're going back to the Art of Animation again, which is really good for the little, you know, Ethan, because it's got all the big, you know, character things you can have photos by, yeah, and stuff. I've never not stayed off property, but I will say with the price change and stuff, I think I will be tempted as the kids get older to maybe do a week at Disney and a week perhaps get a holiday rental or something when they're a bit older.
Yeah. Do you drive when you go over there, or do you rely on, yeah, Disney transport?
Yeah, Stephen picks up the car. We pick up the car from the airport, drive straight to Target because, you know, no one's going to sleep. You got to stay.
Oh, yeah.
You got to stay awake. Deliriously going to Target and buy, like, red velvet Oreos and, like, and then we might try and drag ourselves to a park. But I always want the first experience to be nice when they go in the park, not exhausted and angry. Yeah.
You have got to stay up on that first night, even if it's only to like 9 or 10. Because, like, I know the new fireworks at Magic Kingdom now, they seem to be at 8 o'clock. So I'm thinking, if we can do that, we can rock that out. Back to the hotel, like 9, half 9. That's a good time, because the following morning, you're going to be awake at 4:30, regardless.
I am always like bolt upright. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. The kids manage to always sleep a little bit longer. They always manage to sleep. But I'm like upright, getting the outfits ready. Like, oh God, I've got like 5 hours to go.
The night.
No, don't go to sleep. Just stay awake. That's the main plan on the first day.
Are you a family that does rope drop to fireworks?
No, we're a family that does rope drop. We're like there as soon as you can, early morning. But we like a pool afternoon because it's hot. I don't like the hot. It's too in August. Oh my gosh, it's hot and it rains. So we kind of do the morning, and then we will perhaps have lunch or come back for lunch or have a lunch booked, afternoon pool, and then out again for the night. That's how we like. If you're there 2 weeks, that's fine.
Yeah. Any more top mum tips?
Top mum tips for mums at Disney. Definitely, as I said, take toys with you that you're going to give. Like, I sometimes get them from Shop Disney in the sale, and then they've got a little present there, you know, to take round with them. If you're going to take your kiddo in like a big princess dress, pack a pair of shorts. Don't leave them in it all day because it's really, really, really hot.
I always see the little girls in the princess dresses, and like you look at the bottom of the dresses and they're just filthy.
shredded. We do. We take water bottles with us so we can replenish them all day. Also in Target, they do the little fans where you spray the water. Don't buy them in the parks. They do Disney ones in the Target.
Yeah.
So we take those. Snacks, little snacks, especially now we've not got the Disney credits. You're going to get the food credits. You're going to have to take a lot of snacks with you.
Does Disney get a mention in your book?
Oh, in my book? No, I had a poetry book. I don't think it does, actually. No, it was more about being a parent and like body positivity and stuff. Gary Barlow does. Gary Barlow gets a mention because he's my second love after Disney. Oh, and my family, of course.
Of course, yeah, they come third.
they come third. Disney, Barlow, family. But no, I don't think it does, actually, no.
Maybe you need to write another one.
Yeah, and look, poems all about Disney. I could write about 15 volumes of that.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. What about outside Disney? Do you go to the other parks as well? You mentioned Universal.
Yeah, we've done Universal. We didn't manage to do it last time. I don't know why, but we did Universal the first time with my mom. So we did that. We only spent the day there, and I think we need to go back and spend a couple of days, especially now Ethan's really into Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Back then, he wasn't quite. Oh, I've got another mum tip. Even if your kid is like 8, don't worry about having a buggy, because in Florida, older children will go in buggies. And if you're there all day, we bought like a really cheap buggy. You can shove snacks in, and that's really... Don't think therefore they shouldn't go in a buggy. That's a really, otherwise that. You've got them on your shoulders, haven't you? Or you're like carrying them around, because in Universal we had a buggy. In Universal, we usually go to a mall and have a little mooch round, but that's about it, I think. I could be tempted by Lego, maybe. That's quite a nice one.
Yeah, I've never been there myself. Yeah.
No, I've done the one in England and the one in Denmark, but no, not that.
Have you ever ventured over to Busch Gardens?
No, We just tend to stick to Disney, but maybe we should. I don't know. Maybe next trip.
Yeah, with the big coasters.
Have a little look around. Yeah, have a little mooch. I want to do Halloween Horror Nights, but I know I've got to wait till the kids are a lot older because yeah. It's terrifying.
It is. I've only ever done it once. Once last year. No, not last year, because last year didn't exist. Did it year before. No. We did it once, but we did the, you know, the private tours that you can do, the RIP yeah. tours, where they basically push you through to the front of the queue for every house. It was like back to back, 10 of them. The thing is, the friend who I went with, she's only small, and she was screaming at everything. And obviously, the more you scream, then you're just like a target. You might as well just go, come and get me. Here I am.
I keep watching all the videos, and then there's a TikTok where the purge noise goes, and I'm like, I think I would start crying if I heard like the sound of the purge. I think that would be it. So
and there's people with chainsaws everywhere as well.
Oh, I am tempted by that at some point in the future when the kids are like maybe 14 and 16 or something. But
Christmas is much better. Christmas is a much better time to go.
I've never done Christmas.
Oh,
doing
Emma!
Is it lovely?
It's the best time. And sometimes if you go
go for Christmas Day?
Never been for Christmas Day. But after Thanksgiving, which is where we're going this year, fingers crossed, a few years ago, we went right at the end. So you catch Halloween and then like literally the day after it's Christmas. So that's a good time.
The kids are in school. I mean, as much as I'd like to say, I'm going to Disney. Sorry, the law, just ignore me. I can't do that. No. I have to go in the holidays.
Should say, have you never seen Epcot? Homeschool is all educational. Animal Kingdom, educational.
Come on. You know, and they'd be like, no, Emma, I'm sorry, we're fining you. No,
not worth it. Expensive as it
so
is.
I've got to stay in the school holidays, unfortunately.
I am going to give you your perfect day at Walt Disney World, okay? So, you can stay where you want, forget queuing, you've got fast passes, you can eat where you want. I want to know, firstly, what you're going to be wearing, where you're going to be going, what you're going to be doing with your perfect day.
Oh, this is an intense. First of all, I would be wearing... I'd be wearing some sort of midi skirt with chub rub shorts. You might not know what they are, but it's essential in Florida. They're shorts. This might be TMI, but if you get a bit sweaty on your legs,
you can
put these little shorts on under your skirt and you're fine. So I'll have a skirt. I'll have like a cute little T-shirt, a nice Loungefly bag, some little ears. The kids, Stephen would be thrilled. He'd be dressed the same as me without any argument.
In his chub rub shorts.
He wouldn't need chub rub because he's so slim. He'll just be there like, yep, this is cool. We'd go to Magic Kingdom. We'd be there. We'd be walking down Main Street. It'd be very empty on this dream day.
Yeah, nobody else there.
Be there. Having a cinnamon bun at Gaston Tavern. And then I would go and meet Mickey. But they'd bring back the talking Mickey for this one day because I never got to see the talking Mickey. No, I want to see him so bad. So he'd be there. And then I would literally just see whatever rides the kids wanted to do and just follow them around. And you know what? They wouldn't row once in this dream day. there'd be no arguments. There'd be no, I want to go on that. No, I want to go on that. Everybody would want to go on the same things at the same time.
Perfect.
It would be amazing. And then the weather would be just perfect. It wouldn't rain. And... yeah, we just stay there all day, eat lots of snacks and stay for the fireworks. And the fireworks, it'd be empty as well. It'd just be me and the family.
Just seeing the kids, not rowing, watching the fire. Have you seen the new fireworks, by the way? Have you been tempted to watch them on YouTube?
I saw it at the little event that we went to on Friday.
They showed you it, yeah.
And we watch Tim Tracker every day. Well, when the kids get in, we watch a lot of Tim Tracker.
Yeah, yeah.
So I have seen them on his. And I think he's featured them a couple of times. So I have seen them on there. Because people are saying it's not quite as magical, aren't they?
Yeah, I also have read that you have to be there to really experience. The new ones at Epcot that people have said they're not keen on, I think they look really impressive. But you've got to be there, I think. You've got to be there with people around you and you've got to be tired.
Yeah, I did think when I watched them on Tim Trackers, it looked better if you stood further back so you could see all the lighting on the buildings on the side. But I quiet anything. So they could just put like one really naff firework up and I'd be like, oh, brilliant, well done. This is amazing. Tinkerbell comes down and I'm like, ah! I love it. Seeing magic through your children's eyes is magic. It's just like watching that is just perfect for me. It's the dream.
That's all you need.
Yeah. is, yeah.
Well, it's been absolutely lovely. You mentioned you had the book. Do you want to mention what the book is?
Yeah, it's Will I Ever Pee Alone Again? So it's like kind of poems about body confidence, motherhood, friendship. That was out last year. And then really, I'm just kind of on Instagram. I do YouTube. There's some Disney, loads of Disney vlogs on YouTube. And we will be vlogging when we go to Paris. And hopefully, if we go to Florida, I will do some family vlogs. Fingers crossed. And it's quite nice to watch family vlogs because there's not, that, like a lot of vloggers are kind of, don't tend to take their kids. They're kind of more single or, you know, with their friends. So there's some mum tips in those as well.
And you can see the kids rowing or sulking.
I don't film the rowing. The rowing is omitted from... You might see me fraught and sweaty a few times.
Read between the lines of what's been going on.
If I come on, I'm like, oh, we're having loads of fun.
Just give them more sugar, it'll be fine. Well, fingers crossed that Easter trip will happen. I'm sure it will.
Yeah, I think it will. The kids said to me, "Mummy, we don't get excited anymore in case things get cancelled." So that made me feel a bit sad. But, you know, it's just the way they cope with things, isn't it?
Yeah. Emma, lovely talking to you. And have a magical day.
Yay, and you. Bye.
We're looking for new podcast guests for the new year. So if, like Emma, you just love Walt Disney World and love talking about it, then send me a message on Facebook, Twitter or Instagram. We are at PodMagical. Give us a like, give us a follow, send me a message and we'll sort you out. We'll get you on the podcast, especially if you're going to Walt Disney World soon. Maybe the end of this year, beginning of next year. We'd love to get you on to find out what it's like now. It seems so long since we went. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, PodMagical is where we are. Top tip for this podcast is all about if you go in May or September. If you're not a fan of creepy crawlies, there are a couple of months you might want to avoid because that is love bug season. Love bugs are harmless, but they're everywhere. They're like little bugs that piggyback on each other. They are everywhere, particularly May and September. So if you're not a fan of creepy crawlies, that's a time to avoid May, September, love bug season. We got a new podcast coming out every other Friday, so we'll be back in a fortnight with more news stories from Walt Disney World and more magical memories to share. Don't forget, subscribe to the podcast as well, then you will not miss a single episode that drops into your inbox wherever you get your podcast from. And until next time, please stand clear of the doors.